I got a text here. We were talking about airplane etiquette, and I'd like to move on. But got a text here. One of the airplane etiquettes was, would you be willing to switch seats with somebody so they could sit next to, somebody they flew with, or somebody they want to fly, sit next to, or something like this. And I've even had people ask me, like, because they wanted the, I remember I had one a couple years ago. I was sitting in the middle seat was my assignment, and somebody was like, "Hey, can I get the middle seat? My wife is on the window," and I prefer the aisle seat. So I'm like, "Yeah, like no problem." Interesting point here, Bobby. No, you can't just switch seats when you check in. You're given a seat that identifies where you are on a plane. Should there be a crash and everyone gets burned, it makes it harder to identify who's in seat 33A, B, or C. I guess maybe. Southwest Airlines doesn't do or assign seats. So how do they do it? When it's just first come, first serve, right?
I feel like it might just be wishful thinking that we're going to make it to the destination, hopefully.
Yeah, we're just all hoping we're going to get there. But I see what you're saying, though. That brings up a good point, a security aspect. Hey, so-and-so in 33A is being a butthole. Go call the air marshal. I don't know. So, yeah, I could see that. And then you're like, well, who's in 33A? And you're like, I don't know. How are we supposed to know? They switch seats all the time on us. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I could see that, that aspect of it. But usually when I'm flying, it's a weekend thing real quick. I'm heading somewhere real fast. I'm heading right back. And so I'm by myself. So I switch all the time. I'm always switching with people. I hear a parent is like two rows ahead of their kid. I'm like, hey, do you want to sit here next to your kid? And I switch with them and everything. Even if it's a worse seat, I switch. I'm like, it's like 2 hours. We're good. It'll be fine. So, so I guess I'm creating all kinds of havoc on the plane. That would be me. Call the air marshals. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable. So top three stories here for you. President Zelensky is visiting the White House today. He's going to address Congress tomorrow. President Trump's tax returns have been revealed. And sure enough, it shows zero taxes paid in 2020. And Argentina is having a massive celebration to celebrate the World Cup. Millions and millions of people showing up for that. I want to start off with President Trump's tax returns just a little bit. This is something that, knew it was going to become a story months ago when we were talking about this. We even said, what are they expecting to see? What do they expect to see? Why do they want his taxes so bad? And I even said, you're probably going to see that he paid very little personal income tax. Because the people who pay the most personal income tax are W-2 employees. People who, like you and me, who have a J-O-B. Business owners and investors pay the least amount of taxes, particularly investors. Because there's so many other there's so many tax loopholes. There's no tax loopholes for tax withholding. You know what I mean? When you get your paycheck, and you're getting $1,000 a week for your paycheck, and when you that's your agreement to get paid, your paycheck is not $1,000. Paycheck's like $750 because you have tax withholding and you have Social Security withheld and you have all these other things. Maybe insurance is being withheld and stuff like that, right? So there is no automatic tax withholding for business owners or for investors. That's why W-2 employees have like the highest percentage. Like it just comes out. Nothing we can do about it. It just comes out of our paycheck without us even asking or doing anything about it. And so we could go, well, I'm going to try to find a tax loophole and blah, blah, blah. Well, that'd be fine. And then you're going to have to wait for your tax refund at the end of the year if you're able to come up with something like that. So it was not a surprise to me to see he pays zero taxes. I expected it. And what I also expected is what we're about to start seeing. Democrats and Republicans who don't want him to run are going to start painting this picture that he's somehow corrupt and immoral and unethical for not paying any taxes. Even though all he's doing is saying, hey, I'm just hiring some really smart people to figure out how to do my taxes and use all the tax loopholes possible and tax structures in order to protect my money. And that's what they do. Nothing unethical about it. Nothing illegal. But sure enough, Democrats have already started calling for audits of his taxes. What, you think he hasn't been audited before? I mean, come on. You think the IRS doesn't look at billionaires' taxes? This is the ones they look at the most. And this also goes back to what we were saying too, which is when it comes down to it, they really think members of Congress right now really think that they know more than the IRS. And so they're like, oh boy, he paid zero taxes. We need to have another audit. We need to audit this because the IRS screwed something up. There's no way he could pay zero taxes. He's a billionaire. And that makes me embarrassed for members of Congress. It does. It embarrasses me that you don't understand the way our tax system works, so much so that you could think somebody could be a billionaire and they somehow would have to pay millions of dollars in taxes. Like, do you not even know anything about our tax system, how it works? He doesn't get paychecks. That's the thing. He doesn't get paychecks. And so how is he going to pay taxes when he doesn't get paychecks? And that's the question. It just doesn't make any sense that we have these kinds of people in office. By the way, I might as well throw it out here. I don't even think I've said this on the air in Pensacola before. This is why I'm a huge proponent of the fair tax. I'm like, switch it to a fair tax, switch it to a flat tax. But even if you switch it to a flat tax, you're not going to get more taxes out of people like a Donald Trump or an Elon Musk. But a fair tax, oh yeah. If you're not familiar with the fair tax, it's basically the way the state of Texas, the state of Florida, and the state of Tennessee, and many other states operate their state governments. We do not have state income tax here. Just like we have a federal income tax, we don't have a state income tax. Instead, we generate our revenue through sales taxes. And so the fair tax is basically saying, let's get rid of the federal income tax. Let's switch to a sales tax format. That way, every time Elon Musk buys a new Tesla or Donald Trump buys a private jet, he's paying taxes on that private jet, federal taxes, federal sales tax. And that federal sales tax goes right into the coffers. And there's no way for him to not pay for that. Every time he goes out and gets a fancy steak dinner and pays $1,000 at a night, boom, there it goes. And then the fair tax has quotas for people who make less money so that they're able to get vouchers to not have to pay the taxes, to basically will cover their taxes and stuff. I love the fair tax. I've been advocating for it for years and years and years for stuff like this. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. It's all unethical. No, he has not been fully audited yet. He's still in active audit state. Where do you guys get your information from? Okay. He's been audited many times in the past. Many, many times in the past. That's where I get my information from. I mean, you just look it up. It's not even that hard. Exactly. Trump did not write the laws, and let's take advantage of those tax breaks. Those in Congress did. Well, that's true too. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
No major delays to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear on 29. We're seeing some slight slowdowns as you move northbound towards Muskogee Road. Expect some delays as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. On the bridge, definitely some afternoon delays on the bridge due to construction, as well as looking very busy near the mall. Surprise, surprise. But airport in between Davis and 9th Avenue, as well as Brent Lane in between Davis and 9th Avenue, is going to be busy at the moment. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Yeah, fair tax. Feds won't do it, Bobby. Too many people will be out of work. We do have thousands of people who work for the IRS, and most of them would not need a job anymore because the act of collecting taxes would be a lot more simplified. You would still have people employed, though, just like we do in the state of Florida, who handles tax revenue and everything. I mean, so look, and this is the thing. When people go, fair tax wouldn't work, Texas and Florida, our economies are bigger than other countries. We have other countries that don't have economies as large as ours. and it works just fine. In fact, we are fiscally in a better shape than places like New York or Illinois or Massachusetts or California that do have state income tax, and we're in better fiscal shape. It's definitely, the fair tax can definitely work, and it definitely benefits the government body, and it definitely gets more money out of, it gets money from everybody. So the rich can't pass by. The rich spend more than, here's a little thing I think we all know. The rich spend more than the poor, right? They spend more, period. And so as they spend more, that means they're going to be adding more taxes to the coffers than what you and I may do. And anyway, I like it, but it's huge uphill battle. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. It's going to be cold. We got the bomb cyclone bringing a storm to the United States. And so one of the biggest concerns with the bomb cyclone is not even necessarily the cold weather. Like, so tomorrow's actually going to be a decent day. It's going to be 64 degrees tomorrow. Like, whoa, nice. But then it starts to drop throughout the night or throughout the day. And by tomorrow night, it's going to be starting to get really chilly. Then Friday, the high is only going to be 36. The low around 19, maybe 18 degrees. And as cold as that is, and that's, you know, that'd be early in the wee early morning hours. As cold as that is, the big concern is wind chill. Wednesday night, it's Thursday is when I say it's starting to get chilly. Southwest wind comes 5 to 15 miles an hour. Gust as high as 30 miles an hour. Well, if it's 29 degrees and you have 30 mile an hour wind gusts, that's going to feel very cold. Friday, with the lows of 19, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. So just constant wind. The wind is just, that's the worst. It's the worst. They're saying wind chills could be as low as 7 degrees on Friday. 7. That's okay. Get all your shopping done today and tomorrow. That's what, you don't want to go outside after tomorrow. 7 degree wind chill from Friday through Sunday. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Cold weather on its way. So, I do see there's going to be a lot of cold weather shelters popping up, both Escambia, Santa Rosa County, even Baldwin County and Mobile County. They're all getting ready for it because, a lot of people right here are not used to that kind of cold weather. Houses aren't really built to sustain that kind of cold weather, and some, it's particularly older houses and stuff too. So, there'll be some cold weather shelters set up over the weekend as well.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. And Bobby, we were talking earlier today, city of Pensacola. I know that Mayor DC Reeves, I believe, told Andrew this morning that they were in discussion about opening the Pensacola Bay Center as a shelter. We have not received word if that has the decision has been made. Of course, we will certainly pass it along, and that'll be a top story once it is announced. But so far, three area shelters open here in Escambia County, Ferris Hills Baptist Church, of course, over in Santa Rosa County. In Washington this afternoon, President Biden insisting the sending of U.S. Patriot missiles to Ukraine is only for defensive purposes, made those comments during a press conference with President Zelensky, and Zelensky is going to be addressing Congress in about an hour or two. Over 400 flights have been canceled so far, and about 3,000 have been delayed today as the massive winter storm moves from the west to the eastern U.S. The embattled founder and former CEO of FTX will be extradited to the U.S. as early as today after a Bahamas judge approved Sam Bankman-Fried's extradition request. The suspect in April's New York City subway shooting wants to plead guilty to federal terrorism charges, according to a letter sent by his lawyers to the court. And finally, Avatar: The Way of Water passing the $500 million mark at the worldwide box office. The sequel has brought in $550 million, with $168 million coming from the domestic box office.
Yeah, but I was reading, apparently it's way below where they expected it to be, though. So like it's doing not well surprising. When you look at the numbers, but it's doing way below where they expected it to be. And this week you get Babylon coming out and some other bigger movies, and so they're
we're talking about the Whitney Houston biopic believe that's out tonight.
And then the new Brad Pitt film comes out tomorrow, and so that's gonna lose audience members to those new movies,
right?
And so they're really concerned that this could be a huge flop. And I saw that James Cameron said they had plans to do an Avatar 3, but he came out like a couple months ago and said, but that depends on how this one does. He said, if this one flops financially, then they won't do an Avatar 3. And so far, it looks like it's doing well, but from what I understand what the budget was, it's not even close to making up the budget.
Yeah, well, so. And they were projecting. I mean, we talked about it last week. I mean, they were forecasting doing better than Top Gun Maverick, and I was like, not sure about that one.
Yep, I remember that too. And I was like, yeah, I agreed with you. I'm like, yeah, that's probably, I don't see that one happen. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays throughout Pensacola. 29 northbound heading towards Muskogee Road is slow moving, so just keep that in mind. That starts slowing down right around A1 engines. And then Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect that everyday traffic going to be there on the bridge due to construction. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach all looking good. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, Avatar Way of Water is doing good. It's just with the expense that went into making Avatar Way of Water, it may not make its money back. So that's just the reality of it, right? It's just like, okay, it might be making some good money, $555 million. So we'll have to see what happens. There's still a long ways to go. You never know. It can make up its budget and then they go. Although there's been other movies. That's one of the things that's frustrating to me. There's been other movies like the original Avatar cartoon was called, when they made it into a live action, it was called The Last Airbender. And I thought it was a pretty good rendition of the cartoon. And they never made it again because they said it was a box office flop. Yet I looked at the stats and it made money. It brought in more money. So sometimes the box office flop is because it domestically did not do well in the United States. But even if it does well internationally, they still don't remake it. Another great example, I really like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It has Armie Hammer in it and Henry Cavill. I really, really like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And they said they weren't going to make it again because it bombed. And I looked at the box office numbers on it, and it made money compared to its budget, but it bombed domestically. It made most of its money in Europe and in Asia, and they thought, well, that's a bomb then. And so they didn't make any more Men from U.N.C.L.E. They were going to do more of them, but they felt like that's one of the ones that frustrates me because I really like the movie, and they're not making any more of them because they felt like it bombed. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Talking about open up the Bay Center as a cold weather shelter. Yeah, let's open the Bay Center where the floor is nothing but ice since we played again there on a Saturday. Do we have any more games to play? Well, the thing is they could cover up. I mean, I've had them covered up, though. It still feels cold. Even when they cover it up, it's cold. So cannabis leaders upset that Congress failed to pass the Safe Banking Act. The Safe Banking Act would reform banking laws to allow basically medical marijuana or even legal marijuana companies to be able to bank. Currently, if you're involved with cannabis or CBD, you've got to do all kinds of different types of banking. You can't just go to a bank and open up a bank account. The Safe Banking Act would have allowed them to do it. They did not pass it. It's still federally illegal. We'll be right back.
Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to
it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here, as always. Really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions, have any questions, text or call 850-437-1620. We're talking about the cold on its way. And the real bit of the cold is going to be the wind chill. That's the thing. Look, 19's cold, okay? It's supposed to be get down a low of 19 by Thursday night. So I'm not saying that that's not, but then the high during the day is going to get, you know, warming up into the 30s and 40s. So, but the wind chill is supposed to be like 6 or 7 by Friday. That's bad. Here's a text. Are there any all night movie theaters around here? That'd probably be a good place to sit out the cold weather if there is. No, unfortunately there isn't. Every now and then they'll do something like Avatar Way of Water. When it came out Thursday night, they had a midnight showing. But, you know, it basically still the theater was closed other than that one movie. And when that movie's over, there was no other movies until 10 a.m., you know. So you can't really sit that out from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. or till 10 a.m. So for 6 hours, you know. So unfortunately, there are not any all-night movie theaters. It's not really that kind of market for that. I mean, shoot. We hardly have any grocery stores that stay open all night. this is not a community that has anything that's open 24 hours other than Waffle House. That's pretty much if it's late, I'm like, it's late. Waffle House, and now the new IHOP. Now there's new IHOP too. So a couple of food places that you're like, it's 2 a.m. What do you want to do? And it's just food places. That's your only options. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. The top story is that President Trump's tax returns have been revealed now. And sure enough, he paid zero taxes in 2020. Showed a loss in other years as well. And a lot of people are outraged by it. I was talking earlier. This is why I'm a huge supporter of the fair tax. There's no way that the president would not be able to pay anything if we had a fair tax in place. So the fair tax is basically a sales tax. It runs the way the state of Florida does, the way Texas does, the way Tennessee does. And I think 4 other states don't have state income tax, and they do just fine. Bring in plenty of revenue, and it's based on if people are doing well, they buy stuff. And as they buy stuff, more taxes come in. If people are not doing well, they don't buy stuff, and they're able to, handle their own money. If people feel like they need to save for something, they're not punished by saving because they can save their money instead of buying stuff and able to accomplish their goals and advance their business or advance their dreams or go on vacations more if they choose to do that. Whereas with the current tax structure, you're wanting to save for a big trip. Well, you still got to pay taxes anyway. We don't care. You're going to be punished for saving because now you're going to have less money in your pocket. It's like, I hate our current tax system. Hate it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right, so top three stories. That's one of them. Trump's tax return showed zero paid 2020. President Zelensky from Ukraine visited the White House today. He's going to be addressing Congress. And Argentina had their big massive celebration celebrating the World Cup win. We'll get your sports hit right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Our roads on I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as Davis Highway, Creighton, and 9 Mile Road, as well as we're nothing to slow you down on 29. If you do see something on the road, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports
what I
hit.
Your sports hit here. So we've got the NBA on NBA TV tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Golden State Warriors taking on the... oh, great. The whole thing just refreshed for some reason. I don't know now. All right, here we go. They're taking on the Golden State Warriors against the Brooklyn Nets. And when that game's over, you have the Charlotte Hornets playing the Clippers on NBA TV. Big NCAA football game tonight. Men's football. USA, University of South Alabama is playing, hoping to get their first bowl game win. They're playing Western Kentucky on ESPN at 8 o'clock tonight. Right now, number 13 UCLA is beating UC Davis in basketball, 74-50. Number 8 Tennessee is crushing Appalachian State University, 52-22 at halftime. Number 21 Virginia Tech having a tough time against Boston College, only leading by 2 points right now. Michigan is going to be playing UNC at 6 o'clock on ESPN, and ESPN2 has Clemson against Georgia Tech. Then you got NHL hockey. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Detroit tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. But on TNT, you can check out the Florida Panthers. They're going to be playing the New Jersey Red Devils. When that game is over, TNT will have Edmonton against the Dallas Stars. In the sports world and sports news, legendary Pittsburgh Steelers running back Franco Harris has passed away today at the age of 72. Of course, he's known for the immaculate reception as well as, you know, he's a tremendous player on that 70s team. The Colts have made another quarterback change. Indianapolis is going to start Nick Foles against the Chargers over Matt Ryan. Cardinals quarterback Colt McCoy got a concussion last week, so he's going to be out this week against the Buccaneers. Mick Sorley will take the start. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence is questionable against the Jets in Thursday Night Football. Greg Popovich, Dirk Nowitzki, and Dwayne Wade are among the NBA's Hall of Fame finalists or nominees. So Greg Popovich, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade. Yeah, probably all three of them need to be in the Hall of Fame. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yep, got a text here. Says Trump is using the tax laws that they wrote. He's using the loopholes that they put in there, and they're mad. Yeah. Look, it's about two things with Trump, okay? One is they really believe he did something illegal, and they really believe that they know something that the IRS doesn't, and so they want him audited to show that. But number two is, even if he did just use the tax laws properly, they want to... remember we talk about all the time in politics? Perception is reality. If they can create a perception that what he did is unethical or wrong, even if it was legal, if they can create the perception that he's just a greedy, you know, Scrooge McDuck or whatever, then they win, right? That's what... So it's two things. One, let's have him audited. Let's see, because we think we know more than the IRS. But number two is, let's just try to paint the perception that what he did was wrong, even if it wasn't. And maybe the American people will believe that, and then it will decrease his position running for president again. Text here, I thought Trump worked for zero income as president. He did. That's correct. And that was a thing as well. So people are upset that he showed negative income over the years that he was president. Yeah, he forwent his presidential salary. He didn't accept presidential salary. So, and guess what? He's not a W-2 employee. This is what I guess I don't understand. So many people don't understand the way taxes work, I guess. I don't know. Or they're purposely being misleading. W-2 employees have tax withholding, and therefore your taxes come out no matter what. That's it. Like, there's no other thing. If you're a business owner, you don't have your taxes automatically coming out. If you are an investor who invests in the stock market, your taxes don't automatically come out. If you're an investor who flips real estate, your taxes automatically don't come out. If you, like, the one group that has their taxes automatically come out all the time are your people who just have a job. Hey, I just need a job. Will you pay me? Yep. Here you go. But even contractors who work in a job as a contractor, they don't have their taxes automatically coming out. It's just and Trump is not an employee. And so he doesn't have taxes coming out. So instead, he's like, hey, I'm a business owner. So I get this tax write-off. I get that tax write-off. I get that tax write-off. I get a write-off my clothing. I get a write-off, you know, my food expenses because I'm taking somebody out to eat. And he has all these things. And so, whereas you and I were like, well, I don't get a write off my food. And they're like, yeah, you're just an employee. That's why. Bobby, you just got a job. And so, no, you can't use your clothes as a tax write off. That's ridiculous. And that's what happens to us. That's the way the tax system's set up. It's against you and me. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. One thing here I did want to bring up, the other top three story was pertaining to President Zelensky visiting the White House. Now, this is ahead of them, of Congress trying to pass an omnibus spending bill that's going to have another $49.5 billion going to Ukraine. And I'm like, are you kidding me with this? While we have a massive deficit, you know what this is the equivalent of? There's no other way to explain it. This is you and I are on the verge of bankruptcy, and we get out a credit card. We go get a credit card in order to give it to some homeless people. And people go, oh, well, you are just full of love, aren't you? You just have such a kind heart giving all this money to the homeless. I'm like, yeah. All I had to do is apply for a credit card and pull the cash out of the ATM. Sweet deal. That's what we're doing. We have no money left. If we're going to give them $49 billion, it's because we're going to raise the debt ceiling again, which means we're going to go get a credit card. In what world does that sound sane? In what world is that okay? The only world it's okay and the only world it's sane is in government. That's the only way. That's the only place to go, hey, you know what? This country over there is struggling. I mean, we're struggling. We're running on a deficit every single month. But let's just go get another credit card. They can't apply for a credit card. It's not their fault they can't apply for a credit card. We can, so we'll apply for the credit card for them, and we'll give them the money. Oh, yeah, who's going to pay the credit card bill? We'll worry about that later. We don't even really plan on paying that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Got a couple of texts here. Bobby, please stop trying to defend him. I'm an independent contractor and a business owner. No one is exempt. Ignorant or disregard for the law is zero excuse, period. No, what I'm saying is I don't think he's... Look, I don't think he's done... He has ignorance or disregard for the law. I don't know what that means. You know what my first thought was when I saw he paid zero taxes? I wonder if his CPA would work for me. I'm not condemning him. I'm thinking, I want that CPA. I want that guy. Here's another one says, by the time the IRS is actually told to do an audit, they pretty much already have in case like this. Otherwise, the chances are the IRS knows that that he's done something wrong is slim to none. Exactly. That's what I was saying. The IRS has been looking to investigate him all of the time. Another text here. Bobby, I could be a W-2 employee and my company can take taxes out of my paycheck every payday, but I can get it all back if I have tax losses in a real estate investment, for instance. Well, that's what I was saying too is earlier. So even if you are a W-2 employee, you still can pay no taxes because you can still get exemptions. You can still do investments. You can still do things like that. You just have to wait for your tax return whenever you file your taxes the next year. But that's still different than what Trump does and what Elon Musk does and Jeff Bezos does and these other people. They're not W-2 employees. They don't even get their taxes taken out in the first place. They manage all their money themselves is my point. And they don't get paychecks. When they do get a paycheck, they get some sort of paycheck, but it's always minimal. They have the business pay for everything that they can, whenever they can. And that's how those uber rich handle things. So that there's no taxes left. There's nothing personal income to pay taxes on. Anyway, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing out of the ordinary to slow you down. I-10 and I-110 highways are checking in without any major slowdowns. Davis Highway, University Parkway, Olive Road, all looking good, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway also showing nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's get a quick break. We'll come back here with a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Blue Christmas without you.
So blue. is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I like this text. Let's just open up let's open up everyone in the swamp's tax returns. Yeah, not just Trump's. I like that one. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Bobby, President Biden insisting the sending of U.S. Patriot missiles to Ukraine is only for defensive purposes. He was asked if he considered the Russian response to sending the U.S. missiles if it would escalate the war. Biden said he never considered it. Police in Idaho say a white Hyundai Elantra found in Eugene, Oregon after a crash is not related to the investigation of four University of Idaho students who were killed in November. Over 400 flights so far canceled and about 3,000 flights delayed. Those numbers expected to rise as the weather gets worse. YouTube in advanced talks to acquire the rights to the NFL Sunday Ticket. Google, which owns YouTube, has talked about paying the league around $2.5 billion for the rights.
Oh, very interesting. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Your brain processes words much faster than most people can speak. So it leads to spare brain time, gaps in processing that can be easily filled with distractions. And that's how we can easily get distracted. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one. Then here you've got more people develop skin cancer because of indoor tanning than develop lung cancer because of smoking. Until 2001, many costumed workers at Disney, this is at Disney parks, 2001, they had to wear communal underwear, meaning they had to share underwear if you were a costumed worker at Disney parks. It resulted in many cases of pubic lice, scabies amongst the employees and the workers. doesn't sound like Disney's such a great place to work for after all. Disinterest in fatherhood is increasing among U.S. men, with the number of men being reported never wanting children all but doubling the past two decades. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.